7.
This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll free, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And we want to talk to you about whatever it is that's on your mind. So pick up your phones and be a part of this show, or just sit back and enjoy, because there's always some interesting things going on during Free Talk Live, and you might just maybe learn something. I don't guarantee it, but there's a good chance.
Possibility exists.
I know that we tend to learn some, at least one new thing every night, especially with all these interesting callers that we get.
We certainly do.
Now that we're syndicated. 1-800-259-9231. You can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. That's ftl@freetalklive.com. Manwich, why don't you describe some of the wonderful things that we have on freetalklive.com?
There are too many things to elucidate about, but you can go on and take a look at the archives. You can listen to the last week's worth of shows. Is that right? 6 days?
6 days.
Mm-hmm. Last 6 days worth of shows. Pick an hour, and I guess that translates to about 40 minutes.
Something like that,
we remove the commercials for you.
That's right.
There's the Shrine of Female Listeners, my favorite. You can go in there. And
that's not a slight against our advertisers, by the way. It's just a matter of they're going to skip them anyway. You might as well just pluck them out. I mean, you really might as well. And also, ads get old. So if you're listening to these archives a year down the line and you're hearing an old advertisement for Sears, their summer sale or whatever, it doesn't really do you any good. It doesn't do the advertisers any good. And when you advertise on radio, you get those shots and you're done.
Yeah.
So that's how that works. I'm sorry, I just wanted to make that clear.
No problem.
So we normally don't talk about that, but go ahead.
Normally, yeah, we don't mention that the archives are pared down, as it were.
That's one of those bonuses you normally discover on your own, but go for it. Continue.
Got it. You can also get a live feed if, for instance, you're listening right now on a terrestrial radio station or a C-band satellite, or you're listening on one of Genesis's many feeds. You can also get the live feed from freetalklive.com. There's the Shrine of Female Listeners, which is pictures that have been sent to us throughout the time that we've broadcast of different women that have listened to the show.
I want to stop you right there because we just have within the past 2 days have received pictures from two females.
Right.
And I promised last night that I was going to post the second female last night, but I never did. And so right now our current Shriner, the newest one, Erin, is still there. She's still kind of the freshest Shriner on the page. I'm withholding posting the new pictures because I've offered our newest Shriner, the one that we haven't announced yet, and Erin, I've offered them both kind of an opportunity, something that we're doing that's a little bit different with the Shrine of Female Listeners. Of course, the purpose of the Shrine is to prove that we actually have female listeners to this show. I was just taking a look at some ratings here in town, and all the other shows that are on in this particular market that we're in here in the Tampa Bay area have no women listening. They don't even get a 0.1 on the Richter scale, basically. So we want to prove that we actually have females listening to the show. That's what the Shrine does. It's not a beauty contest. Anyone who's a female can be on the Shrine.
Now, and we want them to be on.
One of the problems, nothing's perfect in life, and one of the problems with the Shrine of Female Listeners that we've had over the past 2 years of doing this show is
fakers.
We've been duped a few times. And we've enjoyed being duped a few
times. Yeah,
it's not bad. Because what we get occasionally is somebody who...
Some fat gay guy sitting out in, by himself listening to the radio says, I'm going to send these guys a picture of some hot chick. And that's
why they do it, I don't know.
Nah, I don't know either.
It's not like it's a power trip, I don't think. But anyway, people send fake photographs. And of course, they're typically of very attractive women.
Right. They don't fool around and send us, average gals and average clothing.
So what we're offering to these two newest Shriners is we're offering them the chance to become validated.
Yeah.
Now, we're not just doing it because they're hot. They just happen to be.
Yes.
That's just kind of what made the bells go off in my head. We got Erin's picture. We put her up. And then we got this other girl. Her name is Corinne. We got Corinne's pictures, four or five of them, actually.
Yeah.
But the bells immediately started to go off because not only is she like a 9 or a 10, not only is she really hot, but also she gave us kind of smaller pictures, on the smaller size.
Yeah, and a lot of times those can be cut off of the internet and cut and pasted in your...
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Well, any picture that you get could
be
cut and pasted.
Now, she sent four or five pictures of the same girl.
What appears to be the same girl.
You would have to be... pretty good to get these pictures together.
And what I did was I emailed her and I said, look, I want you to know I'm going to put your picture on regardless of whether or not you do this. But what we're going to start offering to our Shriners is a validation choice to where what they can do is they can take a new picture of themselves,
yeah,
holding a piece of paper or some sort of sign that says Free Talk Live somewhere on it.
Yeah, or FTL.
Or FTL, okay. But
as far as I'm concerned, they can trim their little hedges out in front of their house into FTL. You know, like...
Yeah, as long as...
What do they call that, a topiary?
I guess so. As long as we can know for sure that they're a Free Talk Live listener.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if your sign, ladies, it doesn't matter if it says I hate FTL or I love FTL or just FTL or Free Talk Live or whatever. It has to include Free Talk Live, and we have to be able to see your face. So you don't hold it up in front of your face, that sort of thing. We want to make sure that we can positively identify you, and at the same time, we want to see that you're a Free Talk Live listener. And then you'll become a validated Shriner. And I think that once we have one, and it's a totally voluntary process, I think that once we have one of them, then it'll start to kind of encourage the other, because you know how women are competing with each other.
Mm. It can happen. I wouldn't go making that huge generalization, but okay.
Well, women are very competitive, and I think that if we get one or two of the newer Shriners being validated Shriners, I think it'll be a bit more of an incentive for all of the Shriners after that to become validated. And I know some of our old school Shriners who we've actually seen in person and we know they're real.
Yeah.
I'm sure that they won't have a problem doing something like that. So I'd kind of like to convert over time, voluntarily, of course, to a validated Shrine. I think that gives us even more credibility. Like, there's no chance when a program director or when someone who's new to the show looks at the Shrine, there's no way that they can say, well, these girls are fake, if
yeah.
they're valid.
It's a great idea, and I wish we'd have come up with it
2 years ago.
Yeah, when we first started, because...
Good point.
Now we're going to have, you know, 30 or 40 pictures we have in the front, mm-hmm. Shrine of Female Listeners. We're going to have 30 or 40 pictures of girls that don't have the sign, and then they'll be starting with the girls that do have the sign. So...
Well, that's why I wanted to make it an option.
Yeah.
I didn't want to enforce it. I wanted to just make it an option. So there you go. 1-800-259-9231. You can log on and check out the Shrine of Female Listeners and our latest Shriner, Aaron, and be waiting because Corinne's picture is going up soon, and you're definitely going to want to check her out as well. But I'm going to hold off on that until I get a response from her.
I think we need, if we're going to do that with the signage and everything, have the girls with the signs, I think we need to start a new section of the Shrine, like make it two clicks deep for the girls that are in the Shrine, but only one click deep for the ones with the signage.
Two clicks deep for the girls in the Shrine.
Right.
One click deep for the signage girls.
Okay. So you click on the Shrine, you see the gold Shriners with the big sign that says, I love FTL.
Right, right.
Right.
Like segregating them. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
I see.
And then you can click here for other Shriners. And
right.
Then click there, and then you can see the rest of them.
We'll work
legitimate.
On it. We'll work. What we need to do first is get one of them to validate. That's like the first most important step, because as of yet, I haven't heard back from either of them. 1-800-259-9231. Although we do have an email from Aaron that came in, and you can email the show.
Yes, she's definitely real.
Yes, you can email the show, and we may read your emails on live on the air. 1-800-259-9231 is the phone number. The email address is ftl@freetalklive.com. I think we have time to just get this one started here. She says, hey, what's up, guys? I was just listening to the delayed stream of your show. Had to pause it earlier to listen to Alex. Anyway, just wanted to respond to what you said. First, I don't support Salvation Army because it's a religious organization. I'm not even Christian. I just know that I don't see any Target hostels anywhere helping out homeless and giving people rooms like I have of Salvation Army. In fact, I've even been in the same situation of having to depend on them for that exact reason. Can you believe this girl was homeless? Is that what she's saying?
I don't know either.
I'm curious now. And I'm sure if you also knew what a tremendous service to the community it serves, that you would all do the same. Some people may think it's no big deal, but once you stop letting them collect in front of one store, you stop seeing them at other stores. So she's very concerned about this. Of course, we're talking about Target banning the Salvation Army from the front of their stores. If you want to comment, 1-800-259-9231. If you want to change the topic, 1-800-259-9231. That's why we call the show Free Talk Live.
Attention parents, Congress wants to take away your parental authority. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. A new bill is about to become law, and unless we do something to stop it, it could eliminate your favorite show. All because Congress is offering to help protect your children. After Janet Jackson's costume accident, Congress got up in arms. They proposed $500,000 fines for broadcasters and on-air talent per incident of indecency. You are right to want to protect your children. I have three young children myself. But you don't want the government to choose what's appropriate for you or your family. There is programming that some families find objectionable that you, as a parent, may decide to use as the basis of a life lesson, a conversation with your children. At DownsizeDC.org, we believe that Congress must not meddle with your family decisions. This bill is in the final stages of becoming law. We must act now to stop it. You can tell your congressman you oppose this law by visiting DownsizeDC.org.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here, and I've got a gripe. Recently, construction in my area has doubled my commute time. I'm spending up to 4 hours in stop-and-go rush hour traffic every day. The worst part is there's no good talk radio to listen to. But that doesn't matter to me anymore, thanks to the good people at Freeway Radio. I've got the Sony shortwave car stereo from Freeway Radio, and now I look forward to getting comfortable in my car and hearing the real scoop on the day's news. It's not just a shortwave radio, though. You can also get AM and FM, listen to cassettes, and control your CD changer. Call Freeway Radio today, toll-free, 866-404-4600. That's 1-866-404-3600. Get your own Sony shortwave car stereo today for only $189. Install it in the boat, the RV, or your car. The good news for us is that you'll have GCN programming and crystal clear radio wherever you go. Don't get me wrong, I'd still rather be golfing than sitting in traffic, but Freeway Radio has eased my commute immensely. Call them today at 1-866-404-3600 and let them do the same for you.
Hi, folks. Jack Brownrigg from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Hey, kids. You want a sound?
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll free, 1-800-259-9231. Anything goes. It's your show. Take control. Bring up whatever it is that's on your mind. You can also email us at ftl@freetalklive.com, and we may read your emails live on the air. So shoot them off. Manwich.
Yeah.
You look pensive.
I don't feel pensive.
I'll tell you what, I'm excited.
I'm thinking about this email we're reading.
I'm excited right now.
Yeah?
Socialist Nick is back. Now, nobody who's listening to the show today knows who Socialist Nick is, but he's in our chat room right
now. His name's pretty self-descriptive.
Right, at freetalklive.com. He all of a sudden just pops right into the chat room and says hello, and, you know, we remember callers from way back in the day. He was asking if we remembered him. Of course. You know.
Of course.
So we've been around for 2 years, and this gentleman was listening to the show 2 years ago, and here he is. He's found us again, and hopefully he'll stick with us. So
people do love Free Talk Live. They stick with it. They come back.
That's right.
But
Well, he went off to school or something like that, and I'm sure got real distracted by women and the things that happen at colleges.
Yes.
1-800-259-9.
Finding little socialist girls running around the colleges.
Exactly, and they're not very not very difficult to, you know. FTL at freetalklive.com. Maybe we'll actually hear from him. Maybe he'll call in and give us some sort of socialist rambling. We're waiting for that. We are definitely waiting for that. Now, we're reading this email from Erin. She's the newest Shriner.
Mm-hmm.
She's the newest member of the Shrine of Female Listeners at freetalklive.com. You can see her picture right there on the front page, right underneath the link that I put up to a very important poll that I'd like you to take to participate in. If you've had the chance to hear this show in its two incarnations recently, we've had a three-person version and a two-person version. Right now, you're listening to the two-person version.
Yes.
If you've had the chance to hear both, you can vote in this poll, and the question is, how many hosts should Free Talk Live have? Two or three? I think there are pluses and minuses to both, so I'm definitely curious as to what the Free Talkers out there think. FTL at freetalklive.com. Aaron emails us.
We really want to know.
Yeah, exactly. Aaron, it's right there on the front page of freetalklive.com. Aaron emails us. She's talking about the Salvation Army. We discussed this a few days ago, how they've been banned from doing their collecting out in front of Target.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, when you're a charitable organization, you can't just show up on somebody's doorstep and start ringing your bell. You have to go in, talk to management, and get their permission because it's their property.
Yep.
That's why you don't see, as she references later on, you don't see the KKK out front of anybody's store because nobody wants them on their property. Well, in this case,
they definitely don't have as good a press as the Salvation Army.
No, certainly not. So let's continue with her email. She says, some people may think it's no big deal that the Salvation Army is gone. And I think there are plenty of people who are happy that they're gone. So she says, some people may think it's no big deal, but once you stop letting them collect in front of one store, you stop seeing them at other stores, and then you stop seeing them at all. Then you wake up one day to see our country has been downgraded one big notch because one of the last things we had left to help out people in need is gone. Welfare is a joke, nothing but a giant government mousetrap. But don't worry, that's ceasing to exist anyway, just like the equally worthless homeless shelters. And that statement I don't understand. What does she mean, welfare ceasing to exist? Who? George Bush signed more welfare packages, didn't he, during his last 4 years?
You know, there's certainly plenty of corporate welfare going around.
Oh, absolutely.
Republican welfare is the military, so they have a tendency to want to just, let's just increase the military, sign up more kids to go and fight a few wars here. I think that welfare is taking on different forms. Certainly, she's right that welfare under Clinton was diminished, which I'm kind of confused. Clinton's a Democrat and wanted bigger. You know, I'm told that Democrats want big government, but Clinton got rid of welfare, and Bush grew the government more.
Well,
in
Clinton didn't get rid of welfare.
He
cut it a bit.
He diminished it a great deal.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway.
But you're right. The Republican administrations have grown government at a faster clip historically than Democratic.
So it's the big lie that Republicans, foist on their voters.
Okay. Now, the attitude she's been taking here towards the Salvation Army has seemed a little wishy-washy. She says she
likes them, and then
she likes
like them.
But she doesn't support them because they're religious, but she just supports them because she feels like they do something for homeless people.
Right.
But then at the end of this paragraph, she says. Just like the equally worthless homeless shelters, believe me, if you and your family are ever on the streets, Salvation Army is one of the last things that can help you? Did she just take a shot at the Salvation Army after saying that she supports them?
I'd say it's the only thing that is going to help you. But
it makes it sound like, okay, maybe she is saying that it can help you, but the way she phrases it, it's one of the last things that can help you. It makes it sound like you don't want to go
there. Maybe it's one of the last things that can help you.
Okay, could be.
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, there's been what seemed to be a couple of inconsistencies in her stance, but that's okay.
Nonetheless, she says that she wrote Target an email about the issue, and then she then kind of quotes the Target email response that she got. I'm not going to read that part, but basically it's Target explaining its position, and that is, well, they've always had the policy to not allow charities. It's just that now they're going to enforce that against the Salvation Army because they had been making an exception for them.
Now, I must say, when I go to the grocery store, generally, the grocery store I go on is a better part of town, and I am set upon by the people that are standing outside with their particular, you know, charity of the week that happens to be out there, be it the Boy Scouts, which is great, or the Girl Scouts, which make fine cookies, but I always feel pressured to give money. I don't want to feel pressured to give money when I go to a store. you know?
Yeah, you're already going to
separate yourself
from money.
When I was in Cub Scouts, we went door to door. Now, I understand why you wouldn't want to ask kids to go door to door now, but I don't think that the dangers are any higher in today's society.
I think the kids still go door to door today. I'm never really, I'm not home that often these days to experience it. But I think that they do, and I think that if a parent accompanies their kid, I think it's fine. So the only reason a kid wouldn't be going door-to-door is if they have lazy parents.
Okay.
Or in that case, if they have lazy parents, maybe they'd just be going by themselves.
I went by myself.
Yeah. So I'm not going to read the Target responses, but she responds to Target by saying, first of all, this behavior, meaning Target's quoting, quotes, is proving to be a lot more unacceptable to their guests than Salvation Army collecting charity. Second, you don't have to permit solicitation to anyone, as they have clearly shown by giving Salvation Army the boot. And she's right about that.
Mm.
It is their property.
Or the little red bucket, as it were.
It is their property, and they can refuse customers if they want to. So obviously they can choose to support one charity and not others. And this is only the beginning. Can you imagine every supermarket and every charity you can possibly donate to disappearing because of the assumption that if I allow this charity to collect at my store, I also have to allow the KKK to collect charity at my store? What kind of crap is this? What the hell is this country coming to when people buy into these bogus excuses? She says, it's all an excuse for those greedy CEOs to stop being charitable to society. And then they... Let me stop there, because calling these CEOs greedy, while it may be accurate, and there may be plenty of greedy CEOs, I would say that greed is a good thing.
I'm with you. Ayn Rand's school of capitalism.
I've never really read much more than Anthem, so I personally don't know that much about Ayn Rand. But I do know that if a businessman is greedy, and he feels like he wants to make a lot of money, if he finds out that he'll make more money by allowing a charity to come onto his property, he'll allow the charities to come on his property. And as we spoke the other day, if Target feels the pinch, and if their sales drop this particular season, if they drop 5%, maybe even 3%, they may be able to attribute it to all of the emails. I'm sure they've been getting a lot more than just Aaron's emails. I'm sure they have.
Now, I don't agree with what you're saying.
What?
Entirely.
What?
I say that greedy CEOs are Americans, just like the rest of us, and we're all greedy capitalists, and we're the most generous country on the planet.
That's
true.
We
give more money by far than anybody else.
1-800-259-9231, we want to hear from you. Is greed a good thing? I'm sure Socialist Nick has an opinion on that. This is Free Talk Live.
Two nuclear powers rattle sabers over a disputed area. Peace in the Middle East derailed again as another wave of suicide bombers destabilized the region. Here at home and abroad, our own war against terror continues. Important news. The news you need is sketchy at best when it comes to the mainstream press. With Grundig's Yacht Boy 400PE Worldband Shortwave Radio, world news, news that affects you, will be at your fingertips. The Yacht Boy 400PE is rated as the number one portable shortwave radio in the industry. And for no small reason, when you consider ease of operation and features like over 40 station presets, both upper and lower sidebands, as well as ship-to-shore, weather, and aviation bands. The Grundig Yacht Boy 400PE is fully digital, comes with its own carrying case, external antenna, and a headset for private listening. Normally retailing for $249, the Grundig Yacht Boy 400PE is now available from Cliffscott Enterprises for only $149.95. Call toll-free 1-800-569-4340. That's 1-800-569-4340, or visit cliffscott.com. Tune in the world and stay in touch with Grundig Shortwave Radios and Cliffscott Enterprises.
By now, you've heard about DirecTV. You've heard that with DirecTV, you get a better value than cable, a better selection than cable, and access to exclusive programming that you can't get anywhere else. But for whatever reason, you thought there was a catch, maybe even hidden fees. Well, Expert Satellite can help, and we've done it for hundreds of thousands already. Just give us a call at 1-800-655-0658. Within seconds, we'll compare DirecTV to your cable bill right over the phone. You'll be amazed that for only $39.99 per month, you get over 130 quality channels, including your locals. Plus, when you sign up today, there is no equipment to buy. We'll install a DirecTV system for up to 4 separate rooms free. So pick up the phone and let us show you how easy and free it is to switch to DirecTV. Plus, get a free DVD player while supplies last. Just dial 1-800-655-0658. That's 800-655-0658. Call now for complete details. Conditions apply.
Hi, I'd like to welcome Alan Glasser, a pharmacist from Mark's Plaza Pharmacy in Vancouver, Canada. Hi, Alan. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Marvin.
Now, I understand that prescription drugs are far less expensive in Canada. Is that true?
Yes, Marvin, it's true. You can save 40% or more off the regular U.S. price.
What about drugs like Premarin and Lipitor? They're very common.
Those common drugs, you can save 50% off the regular U.S. price.
Now, what about Tamoxifen? I understand you can save 70% on Tamoxifen.
Tamoxifen, you can see a 75% savings against the regular U.S. price.
Now, are these brand name products made by the same companies?
Yes, the same multinational U.S. corporation makes them in Canada and the U.S.
So to save money on prescription drugs in Canada, call the toll-free number for your information package.
To find out more, call toll-free 1-800-840-0686. That's 1-800-840-0686. Or go on the web at www.canshipdrugs.com.
All of a sudden, I found myself in love with the world. So there was only one thing that I could do. Was ding-a-ding-dang, my dang-along, ling-long.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll free, 1-800-259-9231. We're here live until 9 o'clock Eastern Time. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And we do have a third hour, which is currently filled by the Time Warp, which will be a rerun hour, basically.
I miss doing 3 hours. I like the size of a 3-hour show.
Just be patient, Manwich.
I'm a patient guy.
I'm predicting, if all goes as planned, by the end of this year, we will be 3 hours a night, again, live. I mean, we're 3 hours now, but we have the Time Warp hour at the very end, the 9 to 10 o'clock hour. We will be 3 hours per night during the week, live, by the end of this year, if all goes as planned. And I see no reason why it won't.
What about terrestrial radio stations? How many are we going to be on by the end of the year?
By the end of the year, I think that we could definitely be on five, and maybe one of those five being a real good station, like
I'll tell you,
5,000 water or something
like
that.
The best way for that to happen is for the people that are listening right now to call their favorite station,
probably
AM station.
Well, that's true, because hour number one is primarily going straight out over the Internet. I mean, we don't have any known radio affiliates out there. So if you are listening to this on the Internet and you'd like to be able to, you know, go away from your computer and drive to Walmart or go and pick something up somewhere and actually listen to the show in your car.
Or you just want to do us a favor.
Oh yeah. Well, you gotta give people selfish reasons to do things.
Absolutely. You
know, they've gotta want to hear this show, and so therefore they need to want to pick up their phones and call their local program directors. All you have to do is call your favorite talk station, or call all of the talk stations in your listening vicinity. Open up the phone book, find out who they are, call the numbers, ask who the program director is, ask to speak with that person, and then tell them you want to hear Free Talk Live. Very simple. And the more of you that do that, the more fun we're going to have. 1-800-259-9231 is a toll-free telephone number. You can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com, and we may read your emails live on the air. And we're reading one right now from Aaron. We've been talking about the Salvation Army being banned from Target, meaning they can't stand out front and ring their little bells anymore. And you were saying that you didn't like to be accosted out front of places.
I don't particularly like...
You feel pressured.
I do. I mean, now, there certainly are charities that I don't mind giving to in those circumstances, and I often put money in the Salvation Army's barrel. But in general, I'd prefer it if they weren't there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, my shopping experience
would
generally
like
be better.
Well, okay, now, Erin makes the claim in her email that if Target does this, then maybe someone else will do it, and then all of a sudden the Salvation Army will disappear from public view. In which case, do you feel that charities will just go away? Is this the only way charities can make money? Because if that's true, then Salvation Army is the only one that's making any money out there, right? Because it really, besides the Salvation Army and the Girl Scouts, those are the only two that really come to my mind as far as who sits out in front of storefronts.
You know, those are two of that I mind the least. It's when, you know, others happen to be out there and they're asking.
I've never seen anyone.
A little more aggressive in how they ask for money. That kind
I'll
of
tell
thing.
You what, they train those Girl Scouts. I don't know which ones you've been seeing, but I swear those girls go through sales training. I think they honestly do. From what I've heard, yeah, they actually do go through some basic sales training.
I'd rather them bring it to my door personally, but, you know, I live in a neighborhood full of old people.
Good point.
The only thing that
they don't eat cookies anymore.
No.
Huh?
Daughters of the Confederacy.
Maybe if you crush them up, and then you can feed them to the old people, right?
That's it.
So, 1-800-259-9231. Are you offended
listeners, are you offended when you enter a store or exit a store? Because sometimes they let you go in, and then they get you when you're coming out. That seems to be at least how the Girl Scouts do
it. I think most people don't mind charities being there at all, and they realize that that's how they have to collect money and that kind of thing.
That's obviously not how they have to collect money, because otherwise, how does the Red Cross get money? Otherwise, how does the Boys Club
whenever a disaster happens, Red Cross gets on them, puts TV commercials out. That's how they make money.
Well, I'm just saying. You said right before we went to break that we're the most giving society in the world.
It's the truth.
Despite the incredible tax burden that we have.
Each of them have to have their own niche. I don't have a problem with them being at the stores in the sense that I think the store should have the right to have them there. Personally, it annoys me a little.
Mm-hmm.
But I wouldn't stop going to the grocery store because I'd die without food.
Right.
I don't go to a grocery store that wouldn't that don't have them or anything like that. I'm just saying that's kind of how I feel. And
charities are going to have to learn to roll with the punches. They're going to have to learn to adopt. And if this is indeed what happens, and all of a sudden all these stores start not allowing them to the Salvation Army to be around, they're going to have to figure out some other ways to generate some income. And there's got to be some of them. And if they can't figure it out, then they deserve to be replaced by someone that can.
That would be social Darwinism.
Because eventually, with the way that the Internet's going, I can see grocery stores doing less and less of a business. You know, I'd love to be able to go to grocerystore.com and type in the products that I want and have them delivered straight to my door.
Nope. You know, people want to be able to buy their things that they want to buy.
True, you should be able to pick up the apple and inspect it instead of expecting them to
produce.
Bring it. Yeah, it's a good point. All right, so that's probably not going to happen.
And you might, maybe dry goods like toilet paper or something like that that they commonly get.
Maybe that's what we should sell. We should have Free Talk Live toilet paper with your face on it, man. Continuing the email, she says, and totally, she's changing gears here. Also, ecstasy, also known as MDMA, already was legal in the 70s for medical reasons.
I knew that, but there just wasn't a time to put that into the equation, and it didn't matter. You know, for the conversation, it didn't matter that, and I think it was actually legal up into the mid-80s.
Correct. Yeah, it got real popular, according to the history that I've read about it got real popular in the early 80s, and that's when they decided to nix it.
Yeah.
And now it looks like there's a chance that it might come back, at least into the medical realm.
Which I think, now remember, in the early 80s, nobody had ever heard of ecstasy.
Unless you lived in Dallas.
The mid-80s, nobody had heard of this stuff.
It was all pretty much in Dallas, Texas.
When they made it illegal is when this stuff blew up.
You're right. You're absolutely right.
Because currently, you know, I mean, all kinds of Dilaudids are, you know, something that people take to get high every once in a while. They're not the scourge that ecstasy is.
Because they're semi-illegal.
If you want to see it all blow up, if you want to have a huge drug problem, make it illegal.
Yeah, if you want to make sure
cough syrup illegal.
That's the same thing with anything. If you want to make sure that someone reads a book, make it illegal. Ban the book, and you'll increase its sales.
Yeah.
It's guaranteed. So, that's why they want to ban cigarettes, I guess, because we're moving that direction.
It's crazy.
Anyway,
they're
going to
legalize marijuana and ban cigarettes. It's a crazy place.
It really is. She also says that acid and cocaine originally were legal for medical reasons. And I'm thinking
acid was like experimental. I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, it must have been legal, certainly.
And she says it was used exactly for what you guys were saying it was good for, which was psychological practice. But like everything else, they found that its side effects weren't worth the medicinal purpose. Well, according to the bureaucrats, according to the lawmakers, and personally, I don't make the decision on what I put into my body based upon what George W. Bush and his cronies tell me.
You know, the FDA is killing people all the time with the stuff that they either don't make legal that would save people's lives or made legal and it, you know, the prescription drugs kill them.
Or
and
delay.
Now they want to get involved
How about the delay process?
Yes.
This 10-year wait or whatever you have to go through,
that's
the billions of dollars you have to spend. How many people die in those 10 years where they could be getting some sort of heart attack medication or something like that?
So all these silly little unconstitutional government institutions that don't make any sense.
And she finally she wraps up by saying that it leaves people with huge gaps of dead brain tissue. Well, actually, that's according to government propaganda, Aaron, not according to actual studies.
What's that?
Ecstasy. And she says that if you know regular ecstasy users, you understand why they're called ETards. Well, any heavy user of any drug is pretty whacked out. 1-800-259-9231. All in moderation, huh, Manwich?
1-800-259-9231.
No, I'm not recommending it either. 800-259-9231. It's your show. Take control. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
Every hour of every day, someone out there is suffering from hemorrhoids. The pain, worry, and embarrassment can be devastating. For almost a decade, our customers have used HemTab's natural formula to treat the problem at its source, to provide long-lasting relief in even the most severe of cases.
My husband had been suffering from a painful hemorrhoid for years. After the doctor recommended surgery, we didn't know what to do. I ordered HemTab online, and soon after taking HemTab, the pain was gone. A few days later, the hemorrhoid began to shrink. Miracle? Hem-miracle, we call it. Thanks, HemTab.
If you're suffering, there's no need to wait. We know how the discomfort of hemorrhoids can interrupt your life. HemTab is the effective alternative that you can trust to help you take control of your health.
Take control of your health today by calling HemTab toll-free at 1-888-437-2259 or visit HemTab.com. Get relief to your door as soon as 48 hours. Call 1-888-437-2259 or HemTab.com.
HemTab, the effective alternative.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
The media is flooded with reports of everything from antibiotic-resistant supergerms to the possibility of a flu epidemic due to a vaccine shortage. If we can't rely on traditional medicines, what are you going to do to keep you and your family healthy and safe? There is now a scientifically proven alternative called Super Silver Solution. Super Silver's combination of supercharged silver and oxygen has been proven to kill hundreds of bacteria and be at least 200 to 300% more effective than any other silver product. Super Silver is the only patented silver product scientifically proven to kill the germs that cause colds, flu, sinus, ear, eye, and respiratory infections. It's powerful enough to kill the deadly staph infection, yet completely safe for everyday use by children, adults, and pets. Call International Health for your free audio information package at 1-800-974-1879. We're so sure it works, we guarantee it. That's 1-800-974-1879 or visit supersilver.net.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll free, 1-800-259-9231. A happy Wednesday evening to you. It is Ian here with you.
And Menwich.
And we want to hear from you about anything, whether it be a personal issue or something on the political side or something somewhere in between. And I think that perfect example with something in between would be the Girl Scouts being out in front of the grocery store.
And the bell ringers.
Yeah, and the bell ringers. Now you got to give the Salvation Army some credit. At least they don't hassle you. They just sit there and ring their bells.
Ring their bell.
Yeah. So when it comes to preference, of course, you don't get anything from them. At least with the Girl Scouts, you get some cookies, right?
Well, you do get something. You get the homeless people not sleeping on the street.
Okay, good point. Of course, if you live in New Hampshire, you really don't have that problem.
No.
1-800-259-9231. So thank you to Aaron, our Shriner, for the email. And let's move on. Another email from Mark in Tokyo, Japan.
Wow.
We've heard from Australia, Japan, Canada, Sweden, and Germany so far. I don't think I'm leaving anything out.
I don't think so either.
But I like this.
Oh, we got emails from Iraq, too.
Well, not since we've been syndicated. Not since. Adrian in Iraq. Adrian, no, he's in Germany.
Oh, he's in Germany?
We're talking about Adrian, the soldier Adrian.
Okay.
Right. He's currently stationed in Germany, although the way they're doing things, I think they just called for 10,000 new troops to move in, right? Something like that?
Yeah, I haven't seen that particular
story. I just saw it today, I think.
There's so many stories coming out of Iraq, it's difficult to say what's happening.
This is a follow-up to something that we talked about the other night. For some reason, on this show, again, it's an open forum, so anyone can call about anything. For some reason, sometimes we get
we get it caught up in these planetary talks. Like, we haven't done it for quite a while, but all of a sudden, the rotation of the moon will come up. And in this case, it's a real short response from Mark in Tokyo, Japan. He says, hey, guys, about 15 minutes into the second hour of your November 30th show, your caller...
He's specific.
Yes, he is. Your caller, Michael, and if you want to hear that, you can grab the archive for free online at freetalklive.com. He says, your caller, Michael, asked you to explain the moon's lack of rotation, obviously implying that the moon does not rotate.
Well, I think that he was... paraphrasing what he meant, which was that the moon's
appears not to rotate.
The same side of the moon always shows to us on Earth.
Right. Well, he says, and he then compounded this error by stating that nowhere else in the solar system do we have an example of a moon that always shows the same face to the planet about which it revolves. He says, synchronous rotation is quite common among the moons in our solar system and is caused by the very natural phenomenon of tidal locking. And he conveniently gives me links.
We have the smartest listeners in the world.
We really do. Thank goodness, because I went to government school. I don't know anything.
You went to the, like, genius government school here in town.
I couldn't even tell you what order the planets appear in. I'm just not that
good.
Why
not?
All right, let me see if I can do it. The sun, it's not a planet. The Mercury.
Mm-hmm.
Mars, Venus.
Wrong.
Mercury, Venus, Mars.
Now wrong. You don't know what the third damn planet is?
Mercury.
It's a good thing you've got a nice deep radio voice. The third planet from the sun is Earth.
Earth, right. I thought we were the fourth out. I don't know what I was thinking.
Mars is the fourth.
Pop culture should have figured it out.
Asteroid belt, and then you've got Jupiter, then you've got Saturn, then you've got...
I know Pluto's way out there.
Yeah,
that's the
Pluto
last one.
And Neptune, depending on
the time of year, you're right.
No, it's the time of their years, which lasts like 900 years or some ridiculous amount.
They switch up.
I think it takes 80 years for Pluto to make it.
They switch up.
May or may not be a planet. There's
see what I mean? See how we get into this?
Yeah.
I just read this email, and all of a sudden we're talking about the planetary system.
There's Planet X, and there's Charon, which kind of is Pluto's binary planet, which they call it its moon. It just depends on the particular astronomer that you talk to and what their beliefs are.
Let's move on. 1-800-259. Thanks for the email, Mark in Tokyo. We appreciate it. 1-800-259-9231. In the wake of, this is an article by a man named Jacob Hornberger. Very interesting. He always writes in a kind of an incendiary manner.
Okay.
So I kind of like his articles.
You do like incendiary stuff?
Yes. He says, in the wake of his re-election, President Bush has announced that he remains committed to bringing democracy to the Middle East.
Which is a misnomer.
What do you mean?
Well, we don't have... I mean, it seems like America's bringing democracy. Who wants democracy? Democracy is a mess.
It's terrible. It's horrible. It's tyranny of the majority.
And, you know, it's two wolves and a sheep deciding what's going to be for dinner.
That's right.
And we don't have democracy, thank goodness, here in the United States. We have a constitutional republic.
But if you listen to any politician speak, you'd think we have a democracy.
Right. And all I'm saying is it's a misnomer.
If you listen to any journalist out there, they've all been fooled into thinking we have a democracy. And so, therefore, most of the people in this nation have been fooled into thinking that we have a democracy in this country. And since everyone thinks that way, that's kind of the way everyone acts, and that's not good. Not good for freedom. Anyway, so George Bush wants to bring democracy to the Middle East, which includes the indefinite military occupation of Iraq. In the president's mind, indeed in the minds of most public officials in America, and I would add, and most people in America, I think, democracy is freedom. So, given that I voted in the recent election, that makes me free, right? Well, let's see. Government officials have the power to take away my income by simply raising the percentage of tax take to whatever extent they wish. So they have the power to destroy me by the unlimited power to tax me. Just like in North Korea. But I'm free because I voted, right? Government officials will put me in jail if I ingest substances that may harm my health. Okay, not just any harmful substances such as alcohol and tobacco, but certainly harmful substances that our public officials don't approve of. Just like in North Korea. But I'm free because I voted, right? Because obviously they don't have elections in North Korea.
They have no elections in North Korea?
No, it's...
In Russia. There's only one candidate, but they had elections.
And you had to vote for him.
And everybody went out and voted for him. And
there might as well have been one candidate
in this last election. It was the same damn candidate as far as I was concerned. You had one international socialist and one Jesus crazy plutocrat. These are my choices?
Maybe we live in North Korea. We'll find out more coming up, unless you want to interrupt the show and bring up what's on your mind. 1-800-259-9231. It's your show. Take control. Free Talk Live.
You and your family members gaining enough minerals in the daily diet? Not likely, according to the World Health Organization. In fact, over one-third of the global population suffers from some form of serious mineral deficiency, leading to all kinds of disease and disability. That lack of energy you've been blaming on getting older or working too hard is more likely that same mineral deficiency. And kids who may not be doing as well in school or having a hard time studying ought to be considering a lack of minerals, not necessarily a lack of concentration as the culprit. Either way, why chance it? Just a few pennies a day and a toll-free call to See Minerals at 877-835-5555 and you're quickly on the road to more energy and a boost to the immune system. See Minerals provides a complete and balanced set of minerals and trace elements found in our oceans. Reclaim that youthful, energetic feeling and restore your good health with the help of minerals from the sea. Call Sea Minerals today toll-free, 877-835-5555. That's 877-835-5555 or visit seamineral.com.
Cool weather brings cool cars. I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
Pam got the mud out of her 3-year-old's shirt. Jason had a wine stain on his countertop, now gone. Halloween makeup from Karen's kid got on the carpet, no trick. It's gone too. What do these people have in common? They've discovered the powerful bubble-up technology in BioWalk Citrus Concentrate. Kelly brought a puppy home and it left a mess on the new carpet. Now her carpet still looks brand new. Fran said, it's the most effective pet odor removal product she's ever encountered. What do these people have in common? They've discovered the power of PAWS, or Pet Accident Wash-Up Solution, from BioWalk. Have you discovered the BioWalk family of products?
Just in from BioWox, their November special. You get 2 quarts of BioWox Citrus Concentrate, 2 dilution bottles and sprayers, and 2 32-ounce bottles of PAWS for only $44.95. That's a savings of nearly $45. Clean your house in time for the holidays by calling 866-246-6943. That's 866-246-6943 or visit BioWox.com.
You're looking for another rock and roll record to make you feel like a victim. You're like a victim. You love to be a victim. You love the United States Primetime Victim Show.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll free, 800-259-9231. Take control of the show. Bring up whatever it is that's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can log on at freetalklive.com. Get interactive with us on our bulletin board system. Over 185 users. Over 1,600 posts now. So much to look at there. Be sure you check it out.
And there's about 10 people in the chat room right now. You can go in there and talk about their
art.
They seem to be talking about the show.
They are, indeed, and you can log on. It's all free for you at freetalklive.com. We don't have any of those $5 a month membership fees like most of those other talk shows do.
Mm-hmm.
We give it away. 1-800-259-9231. We also give away our archives. Last 6 days' worth of shows, there for free.
All the rest of the shows want you to pay money.
What better way to spend your free time than listening to Free Talk Live?
Just many reasons why Free Talk Live is the best radio show on the planet.
Well, let's get back to this here. We're talking about the differences or maybe similarities between the United States and North Korea. This is, again, an article by Jacob Hornberger. He says, government officials force me to subject my children to a government-approved education, or they force me to pay for the government-approved schooling of other people's children. Just like in North Korea.
I'm not sure. In North Korea, you have the choice of sending your kid to a private school?
Well, he left that option out, obviously.
Yeah, that's not very fair.
He's only comparing the things that are like North Korea. He's not comparing the differences.
What kind of socialist is this guy?
I don't think he is a socialist.
Okay.
Government officials confiscate my wealth simply by debasing the currency, by printing lots of it to finance out-of-control government expenditures, just like in North Korea. But I'm free
a lot more there.
Yeah, I'm free because I voted, right? Government officials. I don't think he's saying that we do the equal amount as North Korea,
right.
But he's saying that the principles are similar. Government officials regulate my economic activities with other people. Government officials will punish me for traveling to non-approved countries, like Cuba. Government officials will punish me if I hire an undocumented worker or even permit him to spend the night in my home. Government officials will punish me for buying, selling, or trading with unapproved people overseas. They'll punish me for engaging in an occupation or business without official permission in the form of a government license or permit. Government officials force me to be good, caring, and compassionate by confiscating my money in order to give it to other people. They'll take my home away from me if I don't make tax payments to them. They'll deny me the right to counsel, due process of law, and habeas corpus by simply labeling me an enemy combatant before executing me. Just like in North Korea. But I'm free because I voted, right? Government officials start wars on the declaration of only one person, our ruler. Just like in North Korea. Government officials can seize me against my will and force me to work for them and even send me thousands of miles away to die for them, just like in North Korea. And they can prohibit me from owning assault weapons and other means of self-defense.
Well, currently, the government's not going to send you anywhere to die unless you sign up for the military.
That's true.
Now,
he's making the suggestion, I think, that they have the option, which they do, of bringing the draft back. All the mechanics are there.
All the 18-year-old males have to sign up for selective service.
Basically, all they'd have to do is flip the switch, and they'd have to pass some draft legislation, and it'd be back on. The SSS is ready to go with that. Trust me, I've done the research.
Oh, I'm sure it is.
And he wraps up by saying, the great German thinker Johann Wolfgang von Goethe once wrote, quote, "None are so hopelessly enslaved as those who falsely believe that they are free." Now, if that doesn't describe most Americans, I don't know what does. We want to hear from you.
I think that's unfair.
1-800-259-9231. Toll free. Anything goes. It's your show, so take control. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231.
U.S. Gold.